We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You damaged the monitor that was used to steal signs.
I mean, I didn't like it.
You took a bet to it.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I should have done more.
Oh, poor AJ Hinch. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't the leader that I am now.
Especially the leader that I feel like I am in 2019.
They didn't want to go in the car, but the door's locked. And Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora robbed the bank.
Hey, listen, before we hit the ski slopes, hey, can you run me by Bank of America real quick?
I think Fourier's been on this for a while. Now, he's only at 99.6%.
99.6. He is Gonski.
Not a reporting term.
Tom Brady never wears a Patriots jersey again.
This just in, I'm dead inside.
I've seen it. Call me Neo again. You guys know what happens when everything comes clear to me.
Dano Char on the ice will play tonight despite a reported broken jaw.
Woodward and Bernstein missed out on a couple.
Right now.
Cor is such a meanie, and I just couldn't say no.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I will tell you this, I have enjoyed this Tom Brady story. It's been fun, it's been interesting, there have been a lot of different angles, and a lot of people jumping into the story. I am Dunsky. I am Dunsky.
Dunsky with what?
I'm Dunsky with the Brady story. It's all a bunch of garbage, it's all a bunch of crap.
No.
It's all a bunch of fake news. You're fake news, you're fake news, he's fake news. I'll tell you how you're fake news.
I gave you a 100% honest opinion of what I thought was going on. Not sourced or anything.
I'm thinking that maybe we should do this Scoops leaderboard because it sounds like that thing you said yesterday.
What thing?
They gave you credit for it.
Tom Brady, 99.6. That he's not coming back.
Nobody knows.
No, I think that's a scoop.
No. People don't know the difference,
Sourced scoop.
They don't know the difference between sourced scoop and opinion. This was Fourier yesterday.
And I would say this because I have changed my percentage.
What do you mean?
I think I was at 90%.
Wait. Percentage of him coming back?
Or percent of him leaving.
Of leaving. Okay, what is it?
I am putting that at 99.6% Tom Brady never wears a Patriots jersey again.
Next time he
shows up at Gillette Stadium, it'll be either as a guest playing for another team or getting a red jacket.
What is the percentage again?
99.6.
Okay.
He is
fun.
Gonski.
Fun.
Not nearly as cool as Dunsky, but I tried.
It was the big fella's opinion. But here's the problem with the story. And it's the problem with everything in the media these days. The New York Post picks this up. Why? Well, because to promote segments of the program that we tweet out little snippets, and they had the big fella saying it, but it clearly was opinion. Lou, didn't you think it was his opinion?
Yeah, and I even said to him, I'm like, okay. I think at one point I was like, who are you hearing? Who are you hearing this from? I think it's an educated opinion. I don't know who the hell he was talking to. So,
but
you know, sometimes your opinion changes, maybe because little birdie got in your ear.
Right.
You're not willing to say, yes, it's sourced. It's just somebody maybe, I don't know, you tell me. Maybe it helps you look at it differently.
There you go. Hold on. Because I also said this, Lou. I think, this is my personal opinion. I've not talked to anybody. All I'm doing is reading the tea leaves, and I'm seeing it clearly, unlike everybody else.
I'm going to bring you some tomorrow for tea leaves.
That is so influenced by all this nonsense that they don't have the ability to think clearly. So I think that, I don't see why it's so crazy to believe that the Patriots just want to start a new era.
Okay, but it's
they
not.
Okay,
so we're back. So here's my problem with this. He gave his opinion. He clearly was throwing the opinion out. He's goofing around about changing it. He didn't even remember his last percentage. I wrote it down. It's 80. He went from 80 to 99.6 or whatever the hell. This is the New York Post today. They write this today. First of all, the headline is wrong. Patriots are 100% done with Tom Brady, former teammate Christian Fourier.
Well, they
rounded
up.
Well, no, I didn't.
They rounded up. 99.6.
He left a little gap, though.
I did say that during my rant yesterday. That is a direct quote, but it's misleading, and it's kind of taken out of order. So you read it, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So listen to this. This is a story now.
That's fine with me, though.
They attached a writer. They told a writer, Samantha Previte. They said, Samantha, we got this breaking story up in Boston. Can you help us out here? whoa, what is it? This guy, Christian Fourier, you know who he was? He played tight end. He caught passes from Tom Brady.
I should know everything.
He believes that Brady is Dunsky.
Who's right more than me?
She writes a whole story. One Boston radio host is sure about one thing. Tom Brady isn't going to be wearing a Patriots jersey this year.
Oh.
Quote, I believe the Patriots are 100% done. Retired Patriots tight end Christian Fourier said of Brady on WEEI's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. You had to throw us under the bus.
I'm going down. Finally, you're going down with me.
I think the Patriots are okay and ready to move on. Then came after Fourier, a former teammate of Brady's, said he believes there's a 99.6% chance that Brady leaves the New England. Then it goes on and on and on with references, background on the story. The New York freaking Post.
Is that a reputable
Wrote an entire story. I mean, yeah.
It is?
Yeah, it's a tabloid.
Well, I mean, what is it? So why would I be any different than anybody else?
You're not. And that's my problem with all of this. So what happens is a blowhard radio talk show host in Boston throws some crap against the wall.
Hold on. See, that's the thing. You're part of the lies now.
No, see, that's the thing. You are
lying. I'm not throwing crap against the wall.
No, that's where you're wrong. There is another station that's been talking about what we've been talking about. Everyone's just making things up, and now everyone's just throwing stuff against the wall, and now I don't believe any of it. Somewhere, some city, they're sitting there going, and now we got this kid, Fourier.
That's what's happening.
Who's out there saying it's 100% chance he's leaving. I'm tired of it. Everyone's just making things up. Nobody knows. So now, yeah, you're part of it now.
And you are part of it. So all I did take all the bogusness and all the fraudulent information or all the stoolies, all the pawns that were being used, all those national writers that are getting information from whoever side, and then sit there, walk away from it for at least a second and try and see it clearly.
Okay, but here's the problem.
Without being influenced. And the reality is, he's not coming back. Okay. Not because he doesn't necessarily want to.
We get your opinion. We know your opinion.
Yesterday you interrupted me the whole damn time. Okay? And then we have the psychic coming in. Can you not talk while she's talking?
But you're doing the same thing. And the point that we're trying to bring out to you is that what's happening is that was your opinion. Now you talk to people, you know people, so you're hearing things, but you know a lot of what you hear is BS. You even said it yesterday that there are a lot of people out there that are volunteering information. Why are they doing that? You even brought that up. You yesterday gave a little primer as to why certain things happen, right? And then you threw your opinion. This is 105.7, the Fan in Milwaukee. They've changed their opinion.
What you got on the internet, man?
Christian Fourier, former Patriots tight end, works at WEEI in Boston.
Yeah. What do you say?
The Patriots do not want Tom Brady, not even if at $15 million a year.
He say he heard that?
Yep. Patriots don't want him, not even if it's only $15 million a year, they don't want him. They're done.
Now, Brady works for that station.
Yes.
So, if I'm Brady,
I'm going to find
out if it's true.
What the hell are we doing?
That's my point. This is stupid. I'm done with the Brady story.
Hold on.
I'm going to find out if it's true.
You're going to need to play that for me again because I don't. First of all, I'm impressed.
Brady works for that station.
They got my name right.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Yes.
Very impressed. Who's the guy,
by the way? Who's on that?
Right. That is The Big Show in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Ooh, they stole your
name. Bastards.
The Big Show.
But is it a former player? The guy that was talking about Brady? Saying, well, then maybe you should find that out.
Can you please play it for me from the beginning? In a way, I'm proud. In the way, I'm a little embarrassed for other peers in the same job doing the same thing we're doing.
You shouldn't be embarrassed.
What you got on the internet, man?
What you got on the internet?
Christian Fourier, former Patriots tight end, works with WEEI in Boston.
Yeah. What do you say?
The Patriots do not want Tom Brady, not even if at $15 million a year.
He say he heard that?
Yep. Patriots don't want him, not even if it's only $15 million a year, they don't want him. They're done.
Now, Brady works for that station.
Yes.
So, if I'm Brady,
I'm
going to find out if it's true.
And then do what?
Wait, he heard that?
Then do what?
He says he heard it. He says
and then
he
do
was,
what?
He said he was told. No, I believe the Patriots are 100% done.
Of course they believe.
He didn't say I was told.
No, people are believing everything.
The Patriots
these
are 100%
I think
done.
It's easier.
This is good. This is good.
Here's what I think people need to do. Instead of being influenced by these random leaks or random, pieces of information, look at it for what it really is, right? So, and I think that's what I did yesterday. And yes, I mean, I talk to people all the time. We compare opinions. We compare notes. How do you see it? How do you see it? Okay. And I said, wow, we've been looking at this completely wrong. Because all the information when it comes to whether a free agent will stay or go, I'm getting the answers. Like, and it's all bogus. It's all bogus. So you're telling me that the Patriots and the Crafts are okay with Tom, hey, you go and see what you want. You know what? And then if you come back, you know, there's a couple options and we can figure something out if the price is right. Like, what is this? What are you kidding me right now?
It's all bogus.
Hold on. Because I think I know what Lou is doing right now. Are you asking for Brewski?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to hear him.
Yeah, because want to do it now? You want to hear?
No, we'll do it next.
Let's hear when we come back, because here's more proof. What Teddy said yesterday, or was it today? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Is more proof that I am right.
Oh, God.
More proof that I'm right.
See, this is
and another sign why you shouldn't listen to Teddy Brewski.
Do it to me. Say it, Bo.
When it comes to issues of the Patriots, because they're blinded with love, admiration, and respect.
It's amazing.
They can't see straight.
Brewski did how many weeks with our show? 22. He's done with the show.
Now
for
we're
the
killing
year.
Him.
Now he's killing
no,
him.
I told him that. Wait a second. I told him that the other day. Okay.
No. Killing him.
Let's put that quote out there.
I would agree with Christian. I mean, when you hear this, it's like Teddy's kind of comparing it to himself, and he went on further today. We can get into it, but I want you to hear what Teddy Brewski had to say about what he thinks, how this is going to play out for Tom Brady.
We'll do all of that. We have a psychic, Sheila Marie, coming in here at 3:30. One of the first questions I want to ask her is, Christian making this up? Is this his opinion, or is he just making this up?
I can't
now,
wait
Brady
for this.
Works for that station.
Sheila Marie, I can't wait.
Unbelievable.
Can't wait.
And we'll get to your phone calls as well at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
We all know Tom Brady's a smart guy. I think you got a good handle on the AFC East. If you go back to New England, those Buffalo Bills, they're getting better, but you still beat them. So, I mean, you got to think about all these things if you're Tom Brady. And I just think he's too smart to want to start over and battle like that and possibly not even make the playoffs.
So what's your problem with Teddy Bruce? You loved him for 22 weeks during the course of the season.
And I still love him. I think he's one of my better friends in life.
That was him last week with
but
us.
But his judgment is clouded by his emotions and what he bleeds. He bleeds Patriot. He is a forever and is now and ever will be a Patriot just lifer.
I don't see
so
it.
So I don't think he can – look, it. He always ends it with, I just can't see it. I can't see it. And he says it just like, I can't see it.
Well, is that possible, though?
It's okay, but I know why because he can't imagine Brady, who he's played so long with, had such a great relationship playing on another team. And then so, I would say 90% of the public is like
that. I agree. Like, listen, Brew obviously, you know, does his thing, extremely credible. But when it comes to Brady, I just think that he wants him to stay so badly that he doesn't see everything. Maybe. I think that's what it comes down to because he. We all have certain opinions. Let's just play what he said yesterday on ESPN.
Good.
Okay, yeah. This was Teddy Bruschi when talking about how he thinks free agency is going to play out with Tom.
I think he's going to see what's out there for himself. As a matter of fact, I know he will. But I don't think he's going to have to wait till March 16th because you've got agents, you've got talk going behind the scenes, and I think he has an idea on the teams that are highly interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
He's earned the right to do that, Sage. Sure. I mean, 20 years with the same team. I spent 13 years with the Patriots and still got to be a free agent once. Trip to Green Bay, Seattle, Cleveland. It's fun to do it, but then you go back to New England. So he will explore his options, and he has the right to do so. Because after all this comes around, I think what he'll think is, where do I have the best opportunity to win?
To win.
To win.
Exactly.
And I think that's what's important to him right now. And for me, you're going to win in New England.
So to me, he's comparing it to his time. He's comparing it to, say, Julian Edelman. He's comparing it to Dante Hightower.
That's a
himself.
Stretch, yeah.
Going out and testing it. Now, he does sort of catch it in the beginning saying, you know, I think he will go out now, although I don't believe he'll have to wait until free agency starts. But he's been saying this before, like others. He's going to go out, like I did. And he's going to realize he's going to come back to New England. We all agree that if he gets to free agency and goes out and tests the market, he's not coming back.
Well, because Bill will already replace him.
But I just say, if he goes out there, go tell us what the market is. Okay, let's just say the market's $25 million. And Bill's like, okay, but now that we're past in the free agency, you're going to ask me to spend $38.5 million on you? Mark is 25. Your price tag now for us is about 12 or 13.
Yeah, but I don't think, other than the fact that Teddy does love being a New England Patriot, and, you know, it carries well with him. And
you TV. Just say I'm such a Patriot?
But I would say this, and I haven't changed my opinion on this one, unlike the big fellow over here. I stay at 55%.
Oh, geez, what a surprise.
Well, because I don't know what Belichick
wants.
Actually,
you were at 50. You changed it to 55.
I did up it to 55.
Which is crazy for you to getting off the fence just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit where it's just enough to feel the heat, but not really get hurt by it.
Yeah, you guys forced me off the fence, so I went there. Because I don't know what Belichick's thinking. None of us do. He's the one guy that's not saying a word. And he may look at it privately and say, we're moving on. I don't want Brady. But right from the get-go, and I think you were on board with this, Lou, that they're not going to offer him an awful lot of money. They're going to sit there and say, you're right, we didn't get enough pieces around you. We're going to get those pieces next year. But to do so, this is what you're going to have to take. We're going to have to be clever with the contract, extend it over 2 or 3 years, play it up to Darrell Revis, do something to hide money. And yes, but we want you back.
Oh, man.
And he's probably pissed at that, Christian. And so he's probably expressing it out to Tommy Curran and others. You got to be bleeping me. I've taken cuts for how many years, and now they still want to do it to me? So you can feel that way initially. But what's out there for?
I would say, you know what?
What is out there?
I think it's going to use a house analogy. Whenever you've sold a house or if you were trying to buy a house, if you just want to, you know, make a crap offer just to see how desperate somebody is, you throw in a lowball offer like way below asking price, right? With difficult terms, long escrow, everything, right? Because you're still going to keep your options open. The seller of the house sits there and goes, "Well, I'm not going to respond to this. This is disrespectful. They're $2 million lower. I'm assuming it's your house. $2 million lower than asking price." So do you automatically know they're not serious buyers?
So it's probably
why even entertain it? You know they're not serious.
Because
they just lowballed you.
I would agree, and everything you just said makes some sense. That Brady probably is feeling disrespected. And by the way, we've seen this in his personality before. When Tom Versus Time came out and said he just wants to be respected. He wants to. So I'm sure he's not feeling respected right now. But when he goes out there into the hard, cold world, and he finds out that the Chargers want to use him for marketing purposes, they're willing to give him a boatload of money because all they want to do is use Tom Brady for marketing purposes. And he looks at the opportunities he has. I think Teddy's right. He may come to the assessment at the end, I still want to play football. Bill Belichick is a cheap bastard. He's underpaying me, but damn it, it gives me the best shot of winning, and it's the most comfortable situation.
Okay.
And that's what I said from the beginning. I'm not changing.
But hold on. But that goes to Rappaport's report, okay, from a couple days ago regarding these options.
$30 million.
No, no, not that one. Not that one.
$30 plus.
No, not that one. When he came back and saying they're going to let him, look, free agency, go check it out. And if something happens, comes back, there's a couple options. We can make something work. Cooler heads will prevail. If that happens, that number is low.
Real low.
It's not high.
Real low.
So you're saying he goes out there, he checks it out, and like, wow, Tampa looks pretty good. L.A. looks pretty good. But, man, I could really win there. So what are they? 15? Really? Like, that's all you think I'm worth? Well, all right, am I willing to swallow my pride and just take it and put my tail between my legs?
Let's just say he finds out what the market is $25 million. Let's just say for 2 years with a third-year option. So, okay, I come back to Bill. Bill, found out what the option, what my market is. I got three teams right now, the 2 years and the 25 range. Guaranteed's a little bit different, but that's basically what the market is. Now, what do you got? I think Bill comes back and says, okay, 25 it is.
See,
or do you think he comes back and says, well, you know our situation. I mean, 25, I'm not going to insult you and say, 11.5 to get it to that cap number, but 17, 18, 17, because then our cap hits 30. I don't even know if he does that.
See, the problem.
Well, see, I
don't even know if he does that.
Believe
if he leaves, it's over.
See, I believe that his number is 23 to 25 all day long.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. You're not going to do it another way. You're not going to structure a different way. You're not going to have
incentives on top of that.
Whatever, fine, but I don't care if I get him because I'm good with the 25. Yeah, I think that number is legit. I would say that Drew Brees signed that deal, two or three years ago?
So you're telling me $37 million dead cap?
No, with the Patriots, but not without the Patriots. Okay. Exclude that, because I don't think, he made $23 million last year. Some people will say, well, you know what, he never got a raise because he was never in a position to ask for a raise because he never had the leverage position. He never had the high ground. He was always on a contract. He did an extension, so he was never, ever really able to challenge them, push back on them, call their bluff. Never did it. We just signed it, keep going, we love each other. Well, now you're kind of, this is the end of the road. Now he's going to force their hand, and now they're playing games. Now there's this. There's 30 plus, but which none of us believe.
So what does he do? Does he take the bigger pot of money elsewhere? And if he does, the Patriots have a perfect alibi.
It's less about
alibi.
I still believe, this is my personal opinion, I don't think that the Patriots really want him anymore.
Yeah,
it's my opinion.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to tell me, I guess I would also preface that. Do you believe the reports from Rappaport? Do you believe he's being truthful with you?
No. I agree with Bill. No. No, I don't.
Well, I mean,
I don't believe they're willing to offer him 30 plus.
That the information, do you believe Rappaport's being used?
Yes.
They all get used.
Yeah, but more than others.
I know
he'd
probably be extremely offended by that comment, because they usually
that's
are.
That's fine. That's
but
fine.
Yes, I don't see how anyone could possibly believe the Patriots are willing to pay this man 30 plus, 31, $32 million. There is no chance in
isn't that a red flag?
They give him $31 million after squeezing pennies the last couple of years, after being MVP and going to a Super Bowl and paying him 15 and saying, we'll give you some incentives. And then after going to another Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl and saying, we'll give you a little bump, but we're not going to give you a 2-year deal. We'll put you at 23.5. And then after last year, sit there and say, you know what? Screw it. Let's give you 31. We're going to tack 675 on, and we're going to carry a $37, $38 million cap hit right now. No, I don't believe a word of it.
So
I don't know why anyone would.
Okay, isn't that a red flag to what the real truth is?
Like,
what is the real truth, though? That they're not really. If they get him, great, but it's only on their terms.
But nothing's changed with this team. That's different.
So they treat everyone.
So that is different, though. If Bill Belichick does not want to bring him back and says to Robert Kraft, you know what, it's time for us to move on. There was a problem last year, and the problem was a lot to do with Tom Brady and not getting receivers open and not working with the young receivers. That was an issue. Do they have the balls to actually sit down with Tom Brady and say, we're moving on? Not even offer him. And maybe they do it exactly the way you just said, Lou. They sit there and say, we don't want to embarrass you with the offer, because we have a completely different value for you at age 43 than what you think that value is. And maybe that's the way of writing it off. If that happens, you're going to hear about it. You're going to know about it, because the Brady side is going to have to get that spin out that he's basically been fired. Don't tell me we've mutually agreed to separate. You've been fired. Now, I think it's the flip side of that, Christian, and that is they want him back because he's the best bridge quarterback they can get. They also know he's on borrowed time right now. So there's a limit as to how much they're going to pay him. That's probably pissing Tom Brady off because he's looking at it, and I don't know if it's 15 or what it is, but it certainly isn't more than what he got last year, and he's sitting there going, you got to be bleeping me. Now, does he have the balls to go out there and say, screw the Patriots, I'm going to go to a totally different new system, new coaches, new city, new organization, and start my career all over at 43? Or is he going to come back and say, you know what? They're not offering me an awful lot. It's really pissing me off. But bleep them. I'll show them. I'm going to come back and have a phenomenal year, and I'll show everybody. And I'm best suited to do it in New England. It's the best chance for me to succeed. That's what I think happens in the end, because I still don't think he's got the balls to go elsewhere, because I think he's a smart guy. He's going to read through the Chargers, and we'll get to Greg Bedard's story where he thinks the Patriots believe there's only one landing spot, and that's with the Chargers. And why are they thinking that? Because the Chargers need the marquee of Tom Brady.
If I was hearing it, I'm sure other people were hearing it.
We got actually, Tom Brady.
Based on that, I know after Sheila Marie, after our psychic comes in at 3:30,
I
would like to propose a trade. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to introduce it now. We had our Where is Brady Going to Go draft. Glenn, I am going to propose a trade to you.
And you were very disingenuous in that thing.
What are you talking about?
Because you sat there and told us 80% Brady's going to leave, and then your first pick was the New England Patriots.
What is it? But I knew you weren't going
to.
You weren't going
to just to screw me.
I feel like you took some of your picks to screw Lou. How about that?
You screwed me.
Well, I had no other
choice. What's the difference?
What are you talking about? You had the first pick.
Oh, I know, but I took Tennessee. I still feel good about it.
I think Tennessee's probably the best spot for Tom Brady.
That's why
you
think they were the number one pick.
Okay, you did a good job.
After trashing me about my Tampa Bay discussion point, you went and took them in like the second round.
Well, because I got screwed by this guy.
It's always somebody else's fault.
So what's your proposal here?
I'm going to save it after our psychic comes by. And drops all, and maybe she'll tell you.
I'm going to ask her,
hey, what's my proposal for
I'm going to ask her straight out once she feels the vibes in the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask her straight out whether you were actually just screwing around with me with that day. Because I think you were. That day that we did the draft. Because I think you were just playing games. I don't think you wanted anything to do with the Patriots.
Well, so you think I did that purposely just to stick it to you?
Yeah,
you
either that
I
or you were,
do that to
either
you.
That or you were feeling the vibes that. Of Teddy Bruschi in the room. One or the other.
Teddy
it was one or the other. All right, 617-779.
I can't wait for Sheila Murray.
Sheila.
I can't wait.
The problem is
I hope you guys treat her with respect, by the way. You guys disrespect her profession, which is a joke to me.
I don't think I've ever seen Lou.
I'm excited.
This excited?
Yeah.
Since, other than when Nomar's been in the room. He is really
like
thrilled
it.
About this. And I, for some reason, the woman is psychics or...
She's a medium. She's a psychic. She's world renowned.
This is going to be good.
Good. Bring back some
Don't
dead
cry.
People.
All right, I'm in.
Show me Babe Ruth in the corner over there. Bring back some dead people. We'll do that at 3:30. We take your phone calls next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
Will you even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here in OMF, 617-779-7937. Tell you what, I'm kind of a psychic. My own account. Watch this.
Really?
Watch this. I bet you this caller is Richard in Connecticut.
Ooh.
Are you Richard in Connecticut?
I am, and I just read online. I'm good, guys. How are you guys?
Good.
Love your show.
Good.
Unbelievable.
So I just read online that the psychic that you guys are bringing in at 3:30
yeah.
is going to make a 99.6 prediction that the world is going to come to an end on March 16th. Well, and I just want to know if you guys are going to keep talking about Brady.
If it comes to an end, the world comes to an end.
Then we won't be talking about
Brady.
No,
I think that we'll still find a way.
Probably.
We'll yes. still find a way because free agency would start on the 18th.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. between now and then, though, what would you guys do?
My last few days would be talking about Brady and the MLB investigation.
Yeah. I'm done, yeah.
AJ Hinch.
I'm done.
I'm AJ Hinch.
I'm done, Richie.
That is a good question, though. Like, will the world end? When is the world going to end? I think we should really get all deep and just meaningful also. I would like
I
to know
some,
heard
that last
some,
night,
actually,
up in New Hampshire. I saw some woman be interviewed.
Elizabeth.
And she actually said, you know, I became a Bernie Sanders fan when he made me aware that the world's going to come to an end in 10 years. So I started listening to him, and since then I've become following Bernie. So because the world's going to end in 10 years.
Please. Yeah, I think we should ask some climate change
questions. She didn't know
questions.
That until he told her.
So. The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
But that's normal.
I thought it was ending in 2012. Wasn't it like December the 12th?
I still have answers about...
What happened to that?
I still have questions about
the
killer bees.
Is that the Aztecs that predicted?
The killer bees. I always thought, when I was a kid, I thought killer bees were going to invade the United States and kill us all.
I do think the world came to an end for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden last night. There's no
slow death.
And Deval Patrick.
I didn't even know
he was in the race.
Was he really?
Get 320 votes or something like that last night.
Oh, God. He probably didn't spend any money like the other ones.
But Elizabeth, you know what she does when she hits bad news like that? She just pops open a beer.
Yeah.
Just sit around and drink a beer.
Let's go get a beer.
Not a big,
it's all natural.
Not
you know.
A big deal.
Not it's
big.
All organic. Yeah, you know, sure. It wasn't staged at all.
All right. So, Greg Bedard, the Greg Bedard from the Boston Sports Journal and the All 22s. Puts out this piece. Was it yesterday? Yeah, his NFL notebook, and he's got a bunch of stuff in there. So you tell me if this makes any sense.
Okay.
And the Patriots, behind the scenes, knows there's only one real option for Brady. The Chargers, who are expected to come hard and heavy after him. Brady is not going to Vegas to pair with John Gruden and run his offense with all that verbiage. Brady's not going to Tennessee, where teammates told me Brady thought their offensive system during those joint practices was laughable and whose offensive personnel could never run the passing offense to Brady's specifications.
Ooh, too difficult.
So somebody in the organization must be telling Bedard
Bail technique
that the Chargers are the only option with Brady. So if that's the case, maybe what the Patriots are doing is they're sitting there going, we're not going to offer him an awful lot of money, and we know there's only one option. Now, they could be wrong, but we only think there's one option out there. And does he really want to take the money and play for that third-class organization, the Chargers? Where would you rank them as a sports franchise in L.A.?
Man.
12th? 13th?
In L.A.?
Behind the L.A. Sparks, right? The L.A. Sparks?
The L.A. Sparks.
Oh, they're big.
I was going to say... Big. The what is the soccer team down there? I forget what the
LA Galaxy.
The Galaxy are ahead of the
Chargers.
Well,
they've won championships,
but they're just they're just more popular. It's more intriguing and there's more fun. Nobody wanted the Chargers there.
So are they playing a game of chicken? The Patriots are.
But hold on, though, Glenn.
Chargers are the only team.
Glenn, how did that?
Because of Bedard
said
this.
What makes you think? No. What makes you think that the Patriots, whoever is giving Bedard this information, is right?
I just made it up.
How do we know? How do you know they know? This may a team may
I don't know anything.
There may be a team.
None of us know anything.
There may be a team, but this is how it worked. There may be a team that is just kind of monitoring the situation. Maybe it's in Denver. Maybe it's in Tampa. All eyes are pointing towards LA and the Chargers. But maybe another team is saying, "Let me just see how this plays out. I know what we got. I know how much money we got, Tampa. I know visually the thought of seeing Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform would probably make most people throw up. Like, throw up in their mouth.
That pale blue, whatever?
It would just, but, hold
bolt?
On, but you know
He's
what?
A bolt.
I'm Bruce Arians, and listen, I'm an older coach, I'm smart, I'm respected.
Oh,
hey, listen, we've won here, I've won before. This city has embraced the team. We have a cool battleship, a pirate ship in the back. Warren Sapp went here, John Lynch went here. We have a long list of players that were successful, and a lot of them were wearing yellow jackets, gold jackets, sorry. They're in the Hall of Fame. So wrap your head around it. Get past the colors and the swashbuckling pirate on the helmet for the throwbacks.
I think Tampa's real. Because we've gone through this before. It's just, you can't win there. You can't do it. Well, if he's not coming back to New England, the odds of finding the perfect situation isn't good. I still think Tennessee's a good fit. But maybe Tennessee doesn't think he's a good fit.
According to Bedard sources.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, so the Chargers, are the Chargers that much better than Tampa?
No, Chargers have a lot of
issues. Are the Raiders that much better than Tampa?
Yeah, but I think everybody's just looking.
Just football team. They had a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions. The one thing that Brady does still to this day is protect the football.
Right.
They went 7-9. They're in a division that Drew Brees may not be the quarterback of the Saints.
Okay.
They got two teams in a dome. They got teams that are outside. They got weapons galore. They'll go get a running back. You know, they have, I think, what are they, third most cap space in football. They'll go pick a defensive player here or two. They got a pretty nice pick. Yeah.
I think they're a good fit.
He's not going to find the perfect fit.
You think about your two of those teams are in a dome. So you have New Orleans, and then I think Drew Brees isn't going anywhere either. But you have Atlanta, and they're still trying to figure it out in Atlanta. And nothing leads me to believe that they will.
No.
You have a Carolina with a brand new coach, and we'll see what happens.
Brand
and they don't even have a quarterback. Well, Cam Newton will probably be gone. Now you have Tampa. Do you think Bruce Arians is in it for the long haul? Do you think he's got that Cliff Kingsbury vibe about him? He says, you know what? I'm ready for a 10-year span of coaching.
No.
No, he wants to win quick. He wants to win right away, and he's out. And offensively, they have the right makeup. He's respected. He knows what he's doing. It's not some first-year coach that's never been in the league before.
Yeah.
To me, I could see, because what you have to do is, okay, they're recruiting this guy. They're going to be recruiting Tom Brady. And what do they sell him? What do they show him? What do they provide for him as proof that this will work? Okay, don't look at the facilities. They suck.
That's a factor. And you know, operating expenses, and Tom Curran brought this up a few weeks ago, and people kind of poo-pooed it. It's a factor. It's a factor in that if you're accustomed to being in an organization where it's run first class, and then suddenly you're going to go to what is the 12th or 13th team in that town, okay? They don't care about the Chargers out in L.A., all right? And Tampa Bay is not what New England or what the Giants or what Dallas or what some of these bigger franchises are. They're not. They're treated differently. Everybody keeps on looking at the weapons. We don't know what Tom Brady thinks about the weapons. Tom Brady, apparently, according to people inside the Patriots, wanted Mohamed Sanu. He thought that was the guy. How did that work out?
Mohamed.
Right. He wanted Mohamed Sanu.
Well, I think that was... I don't know. I mean, if you're Tom Brady and they say, are you interested? Did you want Mohamed Sanu? Yeah.
Yeah, but they wanted
I wanted
Emmanuel Samuels. Apparently, because he thought he fit into what they were doing. Did he? No. And Tom probably thought that, but until you're playing with those guys every single day and you know their work habits and how they practice and everything else, you don't know anything about those other players. You could go into a situation because these other players that the teams we're talking about are not having great success. There's got to be a reason why, guys. And in many cases, I think it's the organization. Chargers should have been a lot better. Everybody thought the Chargers were going to be great last year, right? Because they had a terrific regular season. What happened? Fell apart. And they're psychologically damaged. They came back this year, and they were trash.
I don't know. I just when I think of free agency and how it works and – you know, what's important. Sometimes what's important to you before free agency starts gets thrown out the window because you realize that it's not attainable.
Yeah, but
It's not attainable. So I had all these great ideas, and I saw Peyton do it. I saw a Brett Favre do it, and I was, like, pretty excited. Like, those guys had pretty good options. And
they had to do it. Peyton was out.
I know, and I think he's not going to have a choice either.
Okay, that may very well be. Hold on. If that's the case, though, are you telling me that the Patriots are not going to offer him a deal? They're basically going to say, we are, and they'll use the term, by the way, Dunsky. We're Dunsky.
No, they won't use Dunsky because they know it's trademarked. They'd have to pay me again.
All right, I take it back. Then we're through.
No.
Is that what they're going to say to him? Because I think they're going to offer him less money
and
play a game of chicken.
Well, but to me, that's the house analogy. I know you. Stop playing games. I know you're done. So don't offer me $12 million with a bunch of incentives. Like, stop it. I know what that means. Don't offer me $15 million. I know what that means. Like, I made $23 million last year. My comp is 25.
You're 43.
Okay.
I'm not, that's fine. So that's 12, fine. It's not going to be
okay.
$12 million. Suppose
okay.
they offer
So what is it then?
Suppose
it's
they
not,
offer
him you think
20,
it's 30?
23. Let's say they offer him 23.
The guys that are getting these contracts
and they take
are,
the 6.75 on top of that is dead money. And they look at it and say, we're gonna end up spending, guys, $30 million for a bridge guy anyway. So why the best bridge guy we can get is Brady.
How much?
$30 million for
a year?
A
bridge
spend,
guy.
They're gonna
No, they won't.
Yes, they will, because they're going to have Brady dead money.
13 and a half.
The Brady dead money at 13 and a half.
So you're bringing some guy at 16. It's going to cost you 30.
It's going to cost you 17.
On the street guy, competent guy that can start, you're going to go, 12 to 15.
Okay, so look at the math.
Yeah.
We can go out and get a
guy,
Teddy Bridgewater, for $17 million. It's still going to cost us 30. Or we can work it out with Tom Brady to say, we'll give you what we gave you last year, 23. It's really going to cost us $30 million. And we'll continue doing it year by year.
Or, okay.
And he's going to have to make that decision, that choice.
This whole bridge thing that you're talking about, like, who says that they're going to be able to? Listen, last year they screwed up. They couldn't get the guy they want, couldn't get the receivers or the tight ends they wanted. Who's to say that some quarterback is going to want to come here for that number? They're not going to overpay Andy Dalton. They're not going to overpay Teddy Bridgewater. I'd say they'd rather work some sort of deal in the draft and officially start over, which is not. So unbelievable.
Oh God, we got like, more. We
that
got more
is like
cryptic social media.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, this was earlier.
More cryptic social media.
Go ahead, read it. Read it, all wise one. Let Sheila Marie break it down. What does this mean?
What does this mean? So it's Julian Edelman and Tom Brady responding, get back to the East Coast so we can throw. Edelman is under contract. He's under contract. Oh, I didn't get that. That was cut. Oh, there it is. Edelman is under contract to the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Focus on what's next. Always.
Right. Thank you.
Get back to the East Coast so we can throw. I need to practice with you. I got to get ready for my next team. Or is he planning on throwing with him because he plans on being here next year? Read into it again.
I wouldn't. Don't waste. Let's not waste our time. Let's look at how many people like it. Who
how
likes
many likes?
It? Bill Belichick liked it. Yeah, there you go.
Gronk liked it. Gronk, can I join you too? Get ready for this year.
Please.
Right? Something else. You might throw that
just
in there.
Gronk, all Gronk needs is eyeballs. Eyeballs. Just show eyeballs.
I'm just saying in the end, you got to make a difference here. There is a difference, Christian, in what you're saying. Because I think you might be right. We don't know the answer of whether Bill Belichick wants to move on now. Because he does this, right? We've seen this in the past. Where he thinks there's a point where you've got to move on from a player.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike Vrabel was pissed off when they moved on from him because he thought there was more in the tank. Belichick, on the other hand, didn't and moved on.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe he thinks right now he's going to move on. But
hold on.
Is he not going to offer him
I know,
a,
but do you
deal?
Think they did you think they had plans of moving on when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo? Can we all agree that was the plan?
Yeah,
nobody
remember
said
the agent contract of our quarterback? There's no question they thought maybe he's got 2-3 years left. And for Garoppolo's fourth year in this contract, he'll be the starting quarterback for our
can't
football
play guys, forever.
Guys,
Brady.
And
play
Brady
forever.
Beat him.
Guys, they probably thought that with all these young quarterbacks they drafted. I mean, they didn't know right away that Garoppolo was going to actually be an NFL starting quarterback. But they probably thought, who was the crazy guy? What was his name?
Ryan Mallett?
Mallett.
Oh.
So they probably thought Ryan Mallett was the guy at the time. Yeah, he was a little.
Here we go. CBS Sports.
What's up? What we got? What?
One of Tom Brady's former teammates believe Patriots are 100% done with the legendary quarterback.
CBS Sports.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
Yep. Christian Fourier. There it is right there. Fourier spent 4 seasons with the Pats.
CBS
While the narrative has been mostly about Brady's interest in moving on, not many have claimed that the Patriots actually have some interest in moving on as well.
Wow. So when's Jim Nance respond to this? You get that response? That'd be good.
God dang it!
I like it. Look at that.
See that? What a world. You open up your big mouth.
See it tonight all over
ESPN.
I do it every day for 4 hours a day.
Right. You're a blowhard like the rest of us. You throw out your opinion. It's well formulated. You probably are talking to some people. Of course, as we all know in this business, you talk to the same people the very next day and sitting there going, didn't you tell me something totally different?
I would just like to know, why don't they take some of the comments I made about air travel? and you know how people should be weighed and measured before they get on the plane, before they sit on their seats.
Pilots,
to me, that's more relevant than what we're talking about, and more important, mind you, especially when you got the winter break coming for all these schools.
It's,
I think it's better to ask the pilots and the flight attendants than it is to ask Christian Fourier.
Why that's not being talked about with Tom Brady.
So I'm still confused. Do you think Belichick is going to reject them? Belichick's willing to move on now, or is Tom not willing to take the hometown discount again? Which one is it?
Give me my options again.
Option A,
okay.
Bill Belichick is ready to move on from Tom Brady. And so, therefore, Tom Brady has no choice but to seek another place of employment next year.
Or B,
Belichick has a price. And if Brady wants to go above that price, he can't put the pieces
around. They're kind of tight. It's kind of conflicting.
Tom Brady gets frustrated with the price and says, I'm going elsewhere.
I think Bill would take him back at his price. I think Bill would sit there and say, hey, listen, the price, I think, is so ridiculous. The price is so much lower than what Tom can get out in the market. So you can say at his price, but if his price is $14 million, $15 million, then was it really an offer? Because I think if he goes and gets a quarterback for 12 or 13 for a year or two, he might sit there and say, well, Jesus, would I rather give Brady 13, 14 or this guy 12, 13? Of course, I'd rather have Brady for 1 year than this guy. But that's not going to be close to the number Brady wants.
I'm not sure of that. If we just threw the numbers out there, if we do 23, which is exactly what Brady got last year, and they tell him it's only a one-year deal, maybe we can fudge it up and make it look like it's a voidable year after that, whatever. But if it's 23 and it's going to cost you another close to seven, so it's going to cost you 30 for your bridge quarterback, because that's what they may be thinking he is right now, 43. Mm. He's not 23. And the option is to go out and get Teddy Bridgewater and pay Teddy Bridgewater 17, wait it out, and have to add $13.5 million on top of that, and you're paying $30 million. Who would you rather have as your bridge quarterback next year, Tom Brady or Teddy Bridgewater? What's wrong with Belichick offering that to Tom Brady? He's 43.
Well, the difference might be, like, if I bring in Teddy Bridgewater, next year I don't have another $7 million on top of my cap. Next year it's over. So I can plan for that. If I bring back Brady, he's not my quarterback. I still, you know, $7 million.
Yeah, but Teddy Bridgewater's
if I move on, I eat it right now. I prepare for it this year. I eat that $13 million, and it's over with.
It's in his name. He's a bridge.
Just saying.
He's a bridge guy. He's not your long term guy. You still have to feel like he's the bridge. You still think that's how they sell it.
Hey, why don't you come here and be the bridge guy? So until we find someone who really likes.
Well, you know that it's like the interim tag.
But it may be somebody else because he may not be willing to do it. Who knows? Maybe no other team looks at Teddy Bridgewater and thinks much of him. Five games, but there were a lot of other reasons why they won those five games. Hill was a big part of it. I don't know, but any bridge guy that cost you $17 million is really going to be $30 million, and you could do the same thing with Tom Brady, and then you go find that young quarterback, whether it's Stidham a year from now or somebody else. All right, Fourier now has two more talking heads in his corner, believing that Brady is 100% gone. You may want to think twice about this one.
About what one?
When you start hearing some of the other people that think you're a genius.
Please, they got random knuckleheads in Milwaukee. Okay,
they love
misquoting
you.
Me.
They love you.
And just listen. I'll give you the floor.
I misquote you all the time. What's wrong with that?
It's no different. It's no different than politics right now. No, you say one thing, you're very clear and direct on it. Yep. Somebody twists it and turns it into whatever they want.
It's very much like politics. All right, 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.